Hey, it's Brain Damage on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm not going to beat around the bush coming up with some fancy, elaborately planned and worded introductory statement to make me sound witty and clever, wasting the time of not only yourself, the listener, but more importantly, mine, because 12:21 a.m. is when David M. Green is in demand. Actually, I probably just should have mindlessly blurted out, "What's in your basement?"
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Chill. Court. Ice. Court. Freeze. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts and a pocket full of pens. Wahoo. Ooh. But I've actually forgotten the original intention of this segment. But that's irrelevant because none of us here have basements and we've all been stricken with disaster whenever we try to have a look in our other rooms for things to bring into the station and talk about on the air for the purpose of humour. So tonight, instead, we search our pockets. Couldn't possibly go wrong with pockets. We add pockets to the list of the long list of previous room additions. If anyone doesn't understand, send us an email. Give me braindamage@hotmail.com. But anyway, let's begin. Starting with Nick Godfrey, who isn't here because he was sadly brutally murdered in Malaysia, but he is joining us in spirit. So to ask the ghost of Nick Godfrey, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, computer, freezer, or pocket? And we cross now to Maddie B, who's remembered to bring a seance kit and a shot glass in order to communicate with the deceased Nick Godfrey. That's correct, Maddie B?
I'm just finishing up use with this shot glass. Give me... Okay.
Right.
All right, I'm ready.
Is it still going to work?
Well, it's never failed me before.
Have you used it before?
When I was drunk.
Oh, okay, right. What's he saying? You're Maddie B.
Hang on.
What's Nick saying?
Hang on. I'm getting something here. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nick says, "I don't have any pockets, DMG, because I'm dead.
Right.
Leave me alone. Okay. I'm right in the middle of discussing the importance of being earnest with the late Jim Varney."
The late Jim Varney.
That's what I'm getting over here.
Nick's aware that, you know, that's a different Ernest. He played a different Ernest.
I'm getting something else.
Nate, you following this?
No.
DMG.
Yeah?
Shut the hell up and tell us what's in your pocket.
Right, well...
better do what he says. He's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
My powers.
You don't mess with the dead people.
No, all my powers.
Yeah, right. Alluding to some powers there. I wonder what that means. You can wipe that grin off your face as well, Maddie B. You sickened me. What have I got? I've got my wallet, keys, my mobile phone, a pack of Mentos, a pen. That's my keys there. Spare shoelace, my birth certificate here. The complete series of the Larry Sanders Show on DVD. Thank you, Michael Princey, by the way. Photograph of Nathan Sherrod.
Oh, yeah.
A Monopoly board game. It says France World Cup 98 edition. Some insulation from my attic that's still in my pocket for some reason. And no, that's everything.
Yeah,
that's what's in my pocket.
I'm not going to ask why you've got a photo of Nathan in your pocket.
Well, we all do, right?
Well, yeah, I do.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
We all know what's in your pocket. It's some sort of flip book, isn't it?
Of Nathan, yeah.
Well, whoa.
stay tuned and find out.
I don't want to know what happens in that flip book.
Right, but Nathan, speaking of you,
yes.
Bring some class back to this segment. What's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, computer, freezer, or most importantly, your pocket?
All right. Well, I had a look, and there was a lot to choose from, I must say. And I have to admit, it wasn't easy to make a decision.
All right.
But I finally made my choice, and I brought along this toaster.
A toaster?
You brought in a toaster?
You mean you walk around with a toaster in your pocket?
Pocket. Oh, I thought you said socket.
Why did we promise management we'd make this a regular segment?
Oh, well, you know... These things happen, but come on. I know you're all just dying to ask me what's in my pocket.
Well actually, Maddie B, I'd really rather not, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I may get confused and, like, search the wrong room and bring in potentially dangerous, even lethal items, but you're always bringing in really gross sexual stuff, like nude photos of yourself with, like, a dead hooker or something.
Yeah, but guess what? We're under contract, guys!
Yay.
Maddie B, what is in your pocket?
Oh, God! Oh, almost got my eye then.
Hey, watch out!
Ah, another one! Jesus, what are you doing with that toaster?
Oh, I'm making toast!
It doesn't go in there!
Box.
The Rumpus Room.
Chill. Cord. Ice. Shut up. Cord. Freeze. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts.